This is the D.A. Thompson Weekly Podcast, and today is Tuesday, August 24th, 2010. This is D.A. Thompson, a Seattle-based writer, speaker, and musician. The D.A. Thompson Podcast is supported by Bluehead Publishing, an independent publishing house using unique publishing to bring unique authors to a unique world. It was the great American author, Mark Twain, who wrote, "Drag your thoughts away from your troubles. By the ears, by the heels, or by any other way you can manage it." Isn't it remarkable how much time we devote to worrying, to something that has absolutely nothing constructive about it and has nothing to do with positive resolution? To clarify, I'm not talking about planning. I'm talking about worrying. Worry is the creation of imagined negative circumstance when none exist. Worry is a negative forecast when none is guaranteed. Most of us would probably agree that worrying doesn't do us any good, but the reality is that we often find ourselves in circumstances that challenge our sense of comfort and security. So what do we do to deal with the onslaught of difficulty? Dale Carnegie, in his book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, lays out a great technique for working through worry. He suggests taking the circumstances that we are worried about and considering the worst possible outcome imaginable. Then, starting with the worst and building up from there, slowly begin solving those worst-case scenarios. After doing this for a bit, you'll discover that your current predicament isn't really that big of a deal. For example, let's say that your bank account is in overdraft and you can't pay the mortgage or rent, which is not far from many people's circumstances. Let's start with the worst case scenario, that you are homeless and living on the streets. So let's solve that problem. Do you have a friend or family member you can stay with? Have you thought about where the homeless shelters are located? Go ahead and make a list. Where are the food banks? Add those to your list. Make it detailed. Remember, you need to treat it like a real scenario. Well, suffice to say, after doing this for a while, you'll be amazed how quickly you realize that your current situation seems much less overwhelming, and you will begin to understand that troubles are a lot like people. They grow bigger if you nurse them. And that's my 2 cents under 2 minutes.
That girl foolhardy, lamb to the slaughter, I'll stay.